Our scripture text this morning is coming from Genesis, the 18th chapter. The bulletin has it going 20 through 33. We're going to back up to verse 16 through 32. So we're going to be reading 16 through 32 in chapter 18, if you have your Bible. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sins is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That far be from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Adam answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy the city for the lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the sake of the for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it, if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but once more. But this once, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham. Abraham returned into his place. May God bless the reading of his word today. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, you've opened up the scriptures for us today. And I stand before you as a servant. And I ask the Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit, speak through me and allow me to bring a message that will touch the hearts and the minds of each and every person here, the Heavenly Father, that will glorify you in this worship hour. And that the worship that we have through this reading of your word and the preaching of your word will be pleasing to you. And we ask now, the Heavenly Father, these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.